And promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today's show here on this Monday, December 22nd edition. During the break, I got a breaking news story that was just announced that President Donald Trump's administration is halting offshore wind turbine projects over national security concerns. Trump administration has halted construction across the United States. Offshore wind sector, pausing leases for all five major projects currently under construction after the Pentagon found that the turbine blade structures could interfere with critical military radar systems. The Department of the Interior said the move followed warnings from the Department of War that the rotating turbine blades are highly reflective towers used in large-scale offshore wind farms can interfere with military radar systems, potentially obscuring real targets or generating false signals. The pause will allow federal agencies time to work with the leaseholders and the state partners to assess the possibility of mitigating the national security risk posed by these projects. In a statement that came from the Department of Interior, Trump administration's action covers all five large offshore wind projects currently under construction. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said in a December 22nd Today social media post that the five projects are being paused because they're expensive, unreliable, and heavily subsidized by the federal government. One natural gas pipeline supplies as much energy as all five of these wind turbine projects combined. Adding in his post that President Donald Trump is bringing common sense back to energy policy and putting our country's security first. In a Fox News interview this morning, Burgum said that the leaseholders were being formally notified today, Monday, that the construction leases are being suspended. The Department of War has come back conclusively that issues related to these large offshore wind programs create radar interference that creates genuine risk for the United States, particularly related to where they are in close proximity to our East Coast population centers. From New York to Washington, D.C., all down the coast, we are experiencing problems with our radar systems. The lease suspensions build on a series of actions taken this year by the Trump administration to rein in offshore wind development. 4 months ago in August, the Interior Department launched a comprehensive review of offshore wind regulations, again citing concerns about national security, environmental impacts, and what is described as preferential treatment for unreliable, foreign-controlled energy sources over dependable American-made energy. The review led by the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement paused new offshore wind approvals while the department reassessed offshore wind energy projects and their impact on the economy, environment, and national security. The move follows President Trump's January 20th memorandum, temporarily withdrawing all areas of the United States outer continental shelf from offshore wind leasing and ordering a review of federal wind leasing and permitting practices. While Trump's memo preserved rights under existing leases, it directed the Interior Department to conduct a comprehensive review of those leases to determine whether they should be terminated or amended, citing concerns about consequences that may lead to grave harm, including negative impacts on navigational safety interests, transportation interests, national security interests, commercial interests, and marine animals. Federal agencies have long acknowledged that large wind turbines can interfere with radar systems by creating what's called electromagnetic clutter. The Department of Energy's Wind Energy Technologies Office says turbine towers and rotating blades can reflect radar signals in ways that reduce detection sensibility, complicate target tracking, and impede even weather forecasting. When it comes to air traffic control and defense applications, the Department of Energy notes that turbine blades can appear as moving objects on radar, making it harder to identify and track legitimate airborne targets. A 2024 progress update from the Federal Wind Turbine Radar Interference Mitigation Working Group said agencies are testing mitigation approaches to manage turbine-related radar clutter, including adjustments to existing radar processing systems. So, pretty interesting. And again, ties right in with President Trump's agenda to eliminate many of these green energy projects pushed by the Democrats and spending taxpayer dollars on them. Wind turbine projects, solar farm projects, and basically putting out a mandate to stop electric vehicles being part of the government's mandates on these various agencies. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one of the things that another story that caught my eye back here in Michigan. Michigan Republicans may try to impeach Attorney General Dana Nessel. This came out late last night. And it's kind of interesting because the way the story starts off is that Michigan House Republicans said they might try to impeach Michigan State Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel in her eighth and final year in office, accusing her of inappropriately wading into two investigations involving her own allies. Kind of interesting. One of them has to do with her own wife. We talked about that story last week. Well, the bottom line to all this also, I believe, ties into her attempting to appear like she's investigating a Democratic operative. Faye Baydoun, a Democratic contributor who donated money to Democrats. Well, the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, kind of asked her friend, Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, to fast-track a $20 million grant to Baydoun. Well, while the governor and Messer Jr. were out of the country, Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel raided the offices of the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as part of what she claims is an investigation into this grant. Well, to my knowledge, this would be the only Democrat that Dana Nessel has investigated the entire time she's been in office as our attorney general. She's gone after a ton of Republicans, but this is the only Democrat. And at this stage, no charges have been brought. The only thing she's done is allegedly opened up an investigation. So House Republicans are fed up in claiming that they may attempt to bring articles of impeachment against her in her eighth and final year, 2026. So we'll keep an eye on that story and see where that goes. One of the other stories we've been following is this new marijuana tax at the wholesale level. Well, it's going to court. This was put together between the House Speaker Matt Hall, the Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as well as the Senate Democrats as a permanent road funding solution. Well, they claim that the new wholesale tax is completely within the constitutional ballot proposal that was passed that legalized recreational marijuana here in the state of Michigan. Bottom line, it's going to court. Final segment of today's show. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today's discussion. Well, we have basically about 9 days to go from today to get the petition sheets into Carla Wagner's hands for the count tally that she's doing New Year's Eve, and then deciding whether or not we need to continue collecting signatures in January to replace the earlier ones that were timing out. This is basically a 180-day calendar that is movable. And Carla and I are going to have a conversation about the count and the decision to move forward collecting signatures in January. This is changing the discussion for governor as well as agenda issues in Lansing. We heard right at this What's on Tap for 2026, Speaker Matt Hall saying that property tax reform is a number one issue. Now we have Johnny Come Lately, former Attorney General Mike Cox running for governor, says that we need to do some property tax reforms as well. Why is Mike Cox, candidate for governor, and the House Speaker Matt Hall talking about property tax reform? Because Carla Wagner is absolutely shaking up the state of Michigan, and you can be a part of it. All you have to do is text me AX, and tell me what county you live in. AX, Presque Isle. Ask AX, excuse me, Sheboygan. AX, Emmett. Just text me AX and your county. I'll put you in touch with a county chair or a person in that county. They'll get you a petition sheet. All you have to do is collect 10 signatures, sign as a circulator, and mail it in. It's that simple. If you haven't done it yet, you still have time to help. And then, like I said, the count will be taken, and Carla will decide if she's going to continue collecting signatures in January. Because it's very simple. The early signatures can be redone. It's a 6-month, 100-day window, and it can be moved. The deadline to continue collecting signatures and turning them in comes in April. So we'll have a conversation with Carla after the show today. May have her come on the show tomorrow or Wednesday, Thursday, and talk about it. Because the bottom line, this is a topic that is absolutely affecting Lansing as well as governor candidates. And you can be a part of it. Why now is the Speaker of the House, Matt Hall, all of a sudden saying property tax reform is a number one issue? Because Carla Wagner is an announced candidate for governor, and she's running on it. You see, you have to understand that this issue is absolutely very much high favorability with most people. If you own a house, eliminating your property taxes would be huge. If you rent, your rent would go down if your landlord didn't have to pay property taxes on the place you rent. This would put Michigan on the map, people, to bring in new folks to live here. More people moving back to Michigan, people moving to Michigan. And I know some of you don't like the sound of that, but if you are not growing as a state, your population, your state is dying. It's that simple. Other states are looking at doing it, and it all started right here in Michigan with Carla Wagner's effort. So again, just text me Axe and your county. If you do that, we can get you in touch with someone to get you a sheet. It's very simple. This is not a partisan issue. Democrats, independents, libertarians, everybody that hears about eliminating property taxes in Michigan supports this idea. If we're able to get enough signatures to put it on the ballot, this thing will pass. I'm predicting as high as possibly 80 to 85% approval on the ballot. Totally reform Lansing. Force them to give us more of the money back at the county level in revenue sharing, and it will definitely help our local counties and be a huge savings in your pocket. Well, that's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis.